become endemic over the latter part of the 20th century and early years of the 21st century, but it's generally regarded as not a good thing. And a recent survey by the British Acupuncture Council has actually suggested that maybe one of the routes to actually coping with the stress that seems to be part and parcel of modern life is indeed acupuncture. To address this and really start putting some of the kind of key factors behind this, we're delighted to be able to welcome to the show this morning the fabulous graduate of the College of Integrated Chinese Medicine. That would be Tamsin Freeman. How are you, Tamsin?
Good morning, Alex. I'm very well, thank you.
And the equally fabulous, truly tremendously talented ACE presenter and actress extraordinaire, Donna Eyre. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Excellent. Right, let's move to your good self first, Tamsin, if we may. This survey, which has really outlined a range of things that suggests that acupuncture is not really considered, really. I mean, only 4% of people have actually tried it, and surely it's one of those non-invasive techniques that we should be considering quite seriously.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, that not more people enter into it?
I mean, we've tried, obviously, things such as acupressure in the past. Acupuncture has obviously sort of emerged from that. We also hear a great deal about New Age therapies and so on. But in this particular instance, it's not really New Age. The Chinese have been doing this for years.
The Chinese use it as their, or have used it as their core healthcare for many, many centuries.
So what?
In fact, in China, you pay your acupuncturist if you stay well. You don't pay him if you get ill.
Exactly, and I'm sure there are ways with which could be actually used in the NHS to actually address this. In terms of the findings of this report, though, from your own perspective, Tamsin, was it something which you were surprised at, or did you think, well, I pretty much sussed that was going to be the case?
I think the lack of awareness of acupuncture did surprise me, because being an acupuncturist, my universe is acupuncture, and to see that only 4% of the population consider it is very small numbers.
Donna, if you can turn to your good self, clearly you're in a profession which is known for its levels of stress in a whole range of, aspects. Do you find that acupuncture has helped you personally in terms of coming to terms with just the general sort of stress and strains of possibly actually dealing with Biker Grove back in the day?
Yes, it was so stressful. No, funnily enough, I found acupuncture was really helpful to me a little bit later than Biker Grove. When I was starting to work on, when I was on MTV and The Big Breakfast, so on a daily basis, I was doing about 4 hours live TV a day. Mm. And obviously live TV is very much adrenaline based. Your whole body's in a kind of permanent high from such a kind of exciting afternoon, especially on The Big Breakfast when it was crazy. So I found that I needed to bring my body back down to a natural level and balance myself. And acupuncture was a great way to do that whenever I was feeling slightly burnt out or exhausted. I found immediate effects of, you know, my pulse would start regulating and coming back to normal. Everything else started to work a little better. And it's a great way just to kind of reboot and get your body back on track. You know, it would also help other parts, whether I had, you know, backache or any other form of ailment in my body. For me, it just worked as the most effective and long-term way of treating it.
Were you ever sceptical when this was first introduced to your good self? Do you think, well, I know it looks as though we've got all the parts of the body that's actually there, but you're not coming near me with that big needle?
Do you know what? I'm pretty open person. You know, I kind of, one of my mantras is open heart, open mind. So I'm quite open to trying things. And, you know, if they don't work, then great, move on. But if they do and I feel that I'm benefiting from it, then brilliant. You've only gained something. So I was always very open about it, and thankfully so, because it worked. And I think the more tools you've got in life to look after yourself, the better.
There are many folk who would obviously sort of benefit hugely from that particular statement, Donna, and that's one of the reasons I often say Geordie folk are gradually civilising the world.
But exactly.
Let's move back
because
to Tamsin.
Because we are so open.
Well, precisely so, exactly.
We'll try anything.
Tamsin, back to your good self for the moment. In terms of the benefits and the advantages, I mean, Donna's just described a number of key things from that point of view. We're right in the middle of Acupuncture Awareness Week from that point of view. Looking towards your own practice and your own experience with the whole field, do you find that Donna's story is a typical one that you find repeats itself time and time again with prospective people who are seeking treatment?
Absolutely. I'd go so far as to say that stress is the main cause of illness, whether it's emotional or physical. if you're stressed, you're just going to feel your pain that much more, whether it's back pain, tummy pain, gynecological pain. You just feel your symptoms if you're stressed, and if you're not, you don't.
Makes perfect sense. Now, clearly we started off by talking about complementary therapies and other alternative therapies and so on. Is this something that is offered by the NHS, or is it something which we're still actually campaigning for and really we need to look at a rethink of our way in which we actually look at treating for the whole person?
There is very limited availability of acupuncture on the NHS, but it's not that widely available. And we have to accept that acupuncture is a very different paradigm to the Western medical paradigm. So although NICE are now recommending, that's the National Institute of Clinical Excellence, are now recommending acupuncture for non-specific lower back pain and for tension, headaches and migraine, The far-reaching effects of acupuncture and the wide scope that it can treat is not really recognised on the NHS. So quite often it will rely on the individual taking the initiative to seek out acupuncture like Donna did.
Siren FM in Lincolnshire is based, obviously, at the University of Lincoln, and clearly a number of our listeners are students, they're undergraduates and so on. Is acupuncture something that can be used at any age, or is it a case of, no, well, I'll wait until I get into my late 50s and then I might consider it?
No, you can use acupuncture at any age. You can even use it on babies and children. Well, but they might be a bit resistant to that.
Well. And I mentioned, obviously, in terms of pressure points, needles and things from that perspective, are there cases where people who might have a phobia might think, oh, I don't know, I've heard all sorts of strange things. How do you put folk such as that at their ease?
You can use different techniques. You can use acupressure. I use a tapping technique which taps on the acupuncture points. I will never use acupuncture on someone that feels uncomfortable with it. I'm there to try and eliminate stress, and I don't want to add to their stress levels that they feel that it's a scary thing to do. But generally, most people feel calm and contented by the time they've got their pins in, and it's a pleasure.
Donna, returning to your good self, in terms of information for this, because clearly one of the reasons for having a whole week dedicated to acupuncture is to actually start looking at the kind of places that people can go to find out more information. Where is the best place from your own perspective that people can actually find out information?
Well, I've always looked at local clinics and things like that, but we've got the website here as well.
I'm which very everybody... impressed. The paper's to hand straight away,
yeah.
Donna. Whoa, this is one of the reasons why
it's
you...
Monday morning.
Precisely, and this is one of the reasons why you should have been hosting the Brit Awards. I say that now. The campaign for 2016 starts now.
I don't know, Ant and Dec did a pretty good job.
They did okay, but they needed a bit of Donna air in there to just sort of add to the flavour.
It would be fun to do something with the boys again, actually. Maybe I can be their sidekick next year, who knows?
Well, indeed. Anyway, back to information.
Okay, so if anybody wants to find their local practitioner, all they need to do is visit the British Acupuncture Council, and that's at www.acupuncture.org.uk.
Makes splendid sense. And Tamsin, from your own point of view, actually I'm thinking maybe we could actually look for 2016 to actually have a double act. We could have your good self and Donna co-presenting the Brit Awards. That would be an interesting one.
That would be a lot of fun.
It's left field, but I think it might just work. It's just a
you
little...
could treat everybody before their performances to calm them down.
Absolutely.
Maybe Madonna might not fall down the stairs.
Well, exactly, but I think she's being dragged by the cape, Donna. That was my line.
I know, that's what
dreadful
happens
occurrence.
With these outfits.
Well,
I think she called brilliantly with it, though. She's a true pro.
Precisely. We're wrapping up at this particular moment in time, so two final questions for both Tamsin Freeman and Donna. Have you had a reasonably interesting and calming telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition today?
It's been wonderful.
I've had a great time. Best Monday morning in a while.
Well,
very calm.
As long as it's not too stressful, that's the important
thing. You can't
do too
much when you're in a studio. It's awesome.
Oh, that's
brilliant. It beats desk day, which is what Mondays normally are.
Ah, it's a whole new world. So the next critical question is, can we hopefully look forward to featuring you both again on the programme and continue raising the awareness of acupuncture and more as the weeks and months proceed? Will you return?
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, anytime.
By all means.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, don't panic. It's not Monday. It is Thursday. We haven't time travelled. In fact, there are many people who actually say that the best cure for calm, peace and general harmony is simply...
Journalist, TV producer, novelist and 21st century Newcastle man. It's Ian Lennox.
Yay, Ian.
There How do you do?
Yes. So, acupuncture? Does it float your boat?
Never had it.
Never?
No, but I've... Years ago, I used to meet a medical man who's he's a neurosurgeon and neurophysician, which was a very rare thing. Mm-hmm. And he just he was a very sort of constrained chap, really. But mentioning these sort of things, he just said, "If it works, it works." He was not one of the sort of established pooh-poohed anything that wasn't part of the British Medical Association.
If it works, it works. Isn't that a genius line? I mean, that's just taken out of a wonderful...
He was a genius, actually. Yeah. I mean, there's very, very few people. My cousin, who was a surgeon, knew of him, and he described him as a genius. And far too clever to talk to me, of course. Yeah. But if you look at it, I mean, if you think about the qualifications you must have had to get it, to become a neurosurgeon and neurophysician, it's quite remarkable. Mm.
Before we move into, obviously, Cameron Tilbury's musical selection from Julie C. Myers, who will be joining us live on the show in the not-too-distant future, and Broken Down Angel, a little bit of bone to pick. Why didn't you hold out last night, then? Why did you decide, in the infinite wisdom of John Carver, to actually sort of concede to that other side from Manchester? What was going on, you know, please?
I don't know. As you know, I stopped going to the police because I get... it's just...
Do you think they need acupuncture? Do you think the National Acupuncture...
Well, they're certainly punctured, I don't know.
When
you're thinking Newcastle, the 19th biggest team in the world for revenue,
yes.
The 9th biggest for supporters,
yes.
And that's only because the grounds is only about 53,000. They could have filled 70,000 at various times in the last 10 years. Yeah. And we're losing and losing. I mean, we've got nothing to play for the rest of the season, apart from Ashley's money.
But that's enough, isn't it?
The higher up he finishes up in the Premier Division, there's the more money you get.
Precisely.
So the club gets.
Yeah. But you don't want to go into Europe because that might give you a chance of actually winning something, and it would be a...
It gives a chance. What happened last time was we played in this Europa League, as played umpteen games against people I'd never heard of.
Exactly, yeah.
And picked up injuries and tiredness and became threatened by relegation.
Yes, yeah.
So that was a lesson we learned very quickly, not go there again.
Well, it's all part of the glory and the rich tapestry of the whole experience. That's the important thing. Anyway,
that doesn't do much good for me, I'm afraid. Anyway, yes.
I suspect you might have kind of... Did you in your past, because obviously you were around at Tyne Tees when the Tube was there, with obviously the late Paula Yates and Jules Holland, etc. Were you around when Biker Grove was being made by the BBC, obviously, and Donna Eyre and company were around?
No, I wasn't. I worked in news, so, my link with the...
entertainment
with the
news, Ian. Entertainment news.
It was just news in those days. And anyway, my link with... These celebrities were wandering around the buildings, just literally if I bumped them into a corridor and that sort of thing.
And that's enough for many a journalist, as we know.
Yes.
Classic stuff there.
I once walked... Who's the guy who presented with Donny Yates, very well known?
Jules Holland, I believe.
That's him, yes. Yeah. He was doing, I think it was a piece to camera in the car park, and I had a walk between him and the camera once.
Exactly. It seems that illness has struck us in all sorts of ways. Jessica Ward is not feeling 100%, so she's sorting out a few things. And Jessica, even a 50% Jessica Ward is worth sort of, you know, fighting through the battle through. Jared is poorly. Get well soon, Jared. And Emma is also out as well. They're also, you know, it's the youth of today, Ian. You just think, have they got that stamina that we used to manifest?
We used to walk into work on one leg, didn't we?
Well, no, that would technically have been hopping into work. If we work through that.
One leg at a time. Then.
Well, exactly. And it would be a different sort of life. However, Julie C. Myers' Broken Down Angel is awaiting. Are you ready to cast your critical ear over this?
I am.
Broken Down Angel. Hey. But what did Ian Lennox make of Julie C. Myers and Broken Down Angel?
I liked it. It's the sort of thing you can very much dance to.
All
That helps. Yeah. Even at my age.
Although, strangely enough, she's not a fan of electronic dance music, or she refers to it EDM. In fact, we talked about that with Cameron Tilbury last night. And the good news is Julie C. Myers will be joining us live from the United States of America in the next couple of weeks. So, very good. A little plug for John Wenham's diary, because we always like to do that. Bar 67 on Friday the 13th of March. That's a week on Friday, of course. The Warbirds are performing at 8 p.m, having recently launched their new album at Bar 67. Or is it Bar 67? Could be an interesting one, that. This critically acclaimed band is back by popular demand and is well worth listening to. They perform timeless classic songs that are written with beautiful melodies and which are influenced by the likes of Bob Dylan, Neil Young and Ryan Adams. Yeah, inquiries to Bar 67, 01522 520348. That's 01522 520348. Is it tea or coffee this morning, Ian?
It's tea at the moment, because I'm going to have coffee with a friend of mine who used to be a television presenter.
Would you like to name names?
Kathy Secker.
Not the Kathy Secker.
Yeah.
Not the blonde bombshell who is indeed so much legendary soul and basically the heartthrob of Tyne Tees television for such a long period
she
of time.
She was actually, wasn't
not,
she? Yeah.
Not that Kathy Secker.
Yes.
Well, there we are.
Just I can tell you a funny story.
Go on.
I used to film with Kathy quite a lot, and we worked with a director called Betty, who was she was very blunt at times, but an absolutely wonderful lady who was actually meeting with us this morning. We were filming this farm, and about two fields away, Betty was doing an interview with somebody, and Kathy and I were actually at the farmhouse, and Kathy walked out across the farmyard. And therefore into shot in the background of the shot. And Betty shouted at her, "Kathy, get out of the shot!" from 2 fields away.
Just translation, that means please get out of the shot.
Yeah. Yes, and the little farmer's son, who's seen all this, looked at her in awe and said, "Mind, you're going to get it wrong when your mummy comes back."
Translation, you might be in trouble when your parent returns. Fantastic. Well, listen, your job today, Ian, is to book Kathy Secker to do one of these radio links. It's time we actually resuscitated the wonderful glory that basically without her, without Kathy Secker, no Donny, let's face it. So, you know, we'll work on that basis. So I'll throw that into you. Meanwhile, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning?
Oh, yes.
And I take it you'll be back with us in the very near future?
I hope so, yes.
That'd be next week, then.
Yeah.
Say thoughts become things, so choose the good ones. One of the best thoughts you can think about is certainly the Wildwood Festival, and if you then say that we have the director of Lowdown Music and coordinator of the Wildwood Festival online at present, that would be the legendary Camilla Redmayne Peacock. You'd say, "Hey, could it be true? Camilla, is it true? Are you there?"
I'm here.
Hey,
good morning.
Fantastic stuff. So we've got so much exciting things to talk about with respect to Wildwood. We've got acts that we can announce. We'll save a few things, but Little Imp will be performing. Yay.
Oh, they will, yes.
And we'll also be hearing in the second part of the programme from Chantelle McGregor. Yes, a little Chantelle dose of magic will be brought to us, plus some more exciting news about how the thing's going, and also when Camilla may be coming into the studio in person, to actually sort of have a full show dedicated to the Wildwood Festival, the event for anybody who wishes to have any street credibility whatsoever in August 2015. It's taking place in Lincolnshire. And Camilla will be talking to us about that and more after the news, won't she, Camilla?
I will indeed.
Hurrah! And then after that, William Sitwell, Sam Stone, and some interesting dietary advice on fad diets and how we can reset the diet dial. All this and more on Siren 107.3 FM and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
This is Jane Clark, the historian at Aintree Racecourse, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Alex Leftchuk.
Excellent. And indeed, no Jessica Ward, Emma Tenson or Jared Johnson, because they're all poorly. Never mind. It'll all come good in the end, I'm sure. Weather today, highs of 9 degrees centigrade, lows of 5 degrees centigrade, a dry day with variable amounts of cloud and some sunny intervals. And clearly one of those sunny intervals is the fact that Camilla Peacock's online with us. Yay! Well, here we are, Camilla. It's all very exciting, isn't it? Because the days are counting down not only to our May the 6th Telefantasy and Society event and festival, I have to get that shameless plug in there, but also to the return of Wildwood, in fact, to Wildwood Festival 1, which is going to be a truly tremendous example of quality in every sense of the word. So share with us, and one or two folk who might have sort of thought, Wildwood, what's happening with respect to this? What is this magical thing all about? What is it all about, Camilla?
Well, it all started with the realisation that we had made our home in a county jam-packed full of talent. So it's all about music, totally about the music, less about the circus that you get with some festivals. But in particular, we've got half a dozen brilliant local bands that we're really, really excited to have coming to Wildwood. And you mentioned Little Imp earlier.
Yeah. And there's another band beginning with a K that is even more wonderful when we start talking about Lincoln and matters to do with Lincoln, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, the massive steam train that is King King. Yeah. Yes, we're very lucky because we are putting this festival on practically in their bass player's back garden.
Which is always nice, you know, if you've got that sort
lovely.
Of back garden there.
It's fantastic. It's lovely. So they're going to come and join us, and I'm really, really touched that they're coming back for us because they're in the middle of touring all around Europe, and they're coming back specially for us that weekend. So
one of our regular Birmingham correspondents, the legend that is Katie Grimmison, is actually listening, wants to know if William Sitwell's on today. Well, yes, he is, Katie, but the important thing is Katie is a keen fan of music all over the place, and I think Broken With Rebels is one of her sort of band favourites. But I know I have suggested that she could actually return to Lincoln for Wildwood Festival, and I'm sure she'd be looked after because it is a quality event and it's going to be fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, she should. We'll spoil her. We will spoil her,
Well, she needs to be spoiled. She's very important. She's a high-maintenance gal, is Katie.
Oh, is she? Very high-maintenance.
Exactly. This is one of the reasons why she doesn't really do the kind of the festival scene unless it's interesting. Anyway, no. Bless her, she'll be doing wonderful stuff. The Moth Lantern will be there. Little Imp, the band from County Hell and East Road, just some of the fabulous acts that we're going to
have
there.
Yes, Moth Road we're really excited about. Mm. That they are sort of top of my playlist at the moment, particularly their new album Lightwave, which I love, and they're a really great group of people, so we can't wait to have them on as well.
And this is in Bardney in Lincolnshire.
It is.
And it's on August the 21st to the 23rd.
It is.
As we say on the website, as you say on the website, wildwoodfestival.co.uk, imagine this, a natural amphitheatre of open fields surrounded by ancient woodland in the heart of the Lincolnshire countryside, still only 10 miles from the beautiful cathedral city of Lincoln.
That was me,
yeah, exactly.
I like to big up my home.
The Abbey stage with an incredible lineup from the UK, the USA and Australia, rock, blues, rockabilly, dash of punk and folk. Do you know, there's one critical person I don't think I've actually formally introduced you to, and he's a regular every Wednesday on Midweek Drive, live from Nashville. That, of course, is Cameron Tilbury with Maplewood Star Music and Media. We must sort of get him in touch with a good soul, because I'm sure that there are loads of... Leslie Curtis, of course, is Lincolnshire Lass, who's
that would be lovely.
Folk. Which is great. I do like to know that, like all the best ideas, Wildwood Festival came about after a lazy summer Sunday lunch. The brainchild of three unique individuals, passionate in their love of music and giving people an unforgettable experience.
This is true. Well, in our day jobs, we are event organisers. So Kevin and I have kind of 30-plus years in producing events all over the world. And we suddenly thought, this is something we can do for Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
Yes, and Peter, who's a radio DJ, so he's pulled in a lot of bands. And so between the three of us, we've got it covered.
And it's going to be a sensational event.
We hope so.
We were talking about it again with the wonderful Amelia Chambers from the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. In fact, we're gearing up for Countryside Links, which takes place on March the 29th. That's Palm Sunday. It's a little sort of mini precursor to the Lincolnshire Show. But then, of course, you've got the Lincolnshire Show. And then what better way to prep the way after, of course, the Great Yorkshire Show and indeed some of the other sort of festivals for what will be the Festival of the Summer, which is indeed Wildwood.
Well, we will be going along to Amelia's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, because we like to support everything that's going on.
And we might actually commission you, Camilla, as a celebrity location reporter with us, in fact.
Oh, thank you. That would be lovely.
Join us on our audio postcards in every sense of the way. Stay with us. We're going to provide details of how people can get in touch with the Wildwood Music Festival, how people can go online, book tickets. Are tickets available now? Can people start?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes,
that's
they are
okay.
On the website.
So we'll work through that. After a little dose of Chantal McGregor. I say a dose of Chantal McGregor. Obviously, it's not like something you need to be inoculated about. Of course not. Chantal McGregor, fantastic soul from Bradford, I believe.
Yes.
Doing some fabulous stuff. And, curious enough, it's entitled Fabulous. Deserves the accolade, a classic in the making. Indeed.
Fantastic.
It's a classic. There we are. Brilliant stuff. And even more exciting news, Marty Rafferty of the band Shoot the Preacher will hopefully be joining us as well in the not too distant future. So obviously that's not an advice in case you're sort of thinking, oh, is it, we wouldn't say that. In fact, we'll probably ask Marty, why does he call the band Shoot the Preacher? But it's a different sort of line from that perspective, really. It sounds a little bit Wild Westy, but who knows? They're from Ireland, so who knows what could happen, Cam?
They're a brilliant group of boys. They really are, I promise you.
Well, it'll be great in every sense of the word. So, more importantly, how can people actually get tickets for the Wildwood Music Festival and see the likes of Chantal McGregor, Charlie Daw and King King and Shoot the Preacher and more?
Right. You go online and you go to www.wildwoodfestival.co.uk and all the links are on there.
Makes perfect sense, really, and that's well, sort of sorting through from that point of view. So the dogs have been okay, I take it, this morning, Camilla?
Yes, they have. They're all outside. They're all as happy as Larry this morning.
Good. That's okay. Because yes. As you said, a little mini crisis last week in terms of what was happening. We were a little bit concerned about that, but we thought, no, we'll work it our way through it. It will work out splendidly, as it inevitably will do.
Yes.
Which leads us to those last two final questions. I think you kind of know what they are, but. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I've had a lovely time, Alex, as usual. Thank you very much.
So the next critical question is, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Yes, please.
And that could well be in the studio, probably this side of Easter, as Wildwood continues to go from strength to strength. It'll be wonderful. Camilla Peacock from the fabulous Wildwood Music Festival. Take care, and we'll see you again very soon.
Bye, Alex. Thank you.
The world sees it rise when I gain.